Men have a tendency, their relationship to communication is to conceal. A woman's relationship to communication is to reveal, which is why women talk a lot more. Generally, they have a lot more words during the day to use because, again, they're connecting. That is what causes them to connect.
Welcome to the Danielle Hage Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Hage. Danielle is my mother-in-law and Nini to my three girls. She is pastor, speaker, and founder of Dynamic Traits. She has over 40 years experience in family and marriage relationships. She's been married for 43 years to Steve Hage, who travels the world preaching the gospel, and together they pastor a church in Laguna Niguel, California. So, welcome, Danielle.
Thank you.
So glad you're here, because I have been writing down all the fiery questions you've been getting all over the world. And today we're going to answer one of those, which is, what do feminine women want from a masculine man?
Okay, so I would say, number one, they want a leader. They want a good leader, a loving leader. Even women that are more in their masculine energy, you might think, well, they want to be the leader. And I think they want to be the leader because maybe they have to be. But even masculine energy women, I think down deep inside, would love to have a stronger man. And I think that when there's a strong leader that she feels safe with, that she trusts, that she feels like he really cares about her well-being, she will naturally go into her feminine energy and be that submissive woman. I think women need to feel safe with the man that they are marrying, the man that they are entrusting the livelihood to for their family and their children. A man who has good character, who has integrity, who has a good work ethic. And I'm going to say this, and I know some of the men are going to push back on this, but I'm going to say that a good, healthy, emotionally healthy, mature woman, and I don't just mean mature in age, I mean somebody who has some maturity about her. She could be 30, okay? Wants a man that will voluntarily make himself vulnerable at times and go ahead and talk about his feelings, his fears, his dreams, his hopes, his anxieties, whatever, because she knows that that brings connection. When people are vulnerable with one another, they connect intimately, meaning they're unzipping themselves and they're showing the real them. And I know men will say, no, we can't be vulnerable in front of women. But for me, and for many women that I know, they will say, no, that shows his strength. That's like a pure strength. Because to make yourself vulnerable, especially in front of your partner, it says that you're willing to face your fears. And that takes courage. It takes courage for anybody to do that. It takes courage to be authentic. Because you may not know if you're being your true, real self, if they're going to reject or accept. And I think so many of us are afraid of rejection that we keep everything back, keep things inside. I think men have probably been taught to be vulnerable, to show emotion, to talk about feelings is weakness. I disagree. It is not weakness. It takes a strong man to do that. It takes a man who's secure in his own masculinity. Because you have a weakness doesn't make you less of a man. And I think a good woman, a healthy woman, can see that. I think she wants to be loved. She wants her feelings cherished. And I say this a lot, and some people I think don't quite understand, but being cherished, having her feelings cherished, being cherished means you lovingly, gently, take care of her, put her needs even ahead of your own at times, her feelings ahead of your own at times. That doesn't mean a abdication of your leadership. It doesn't mean her feelings rule the world, because we all know feelings come and go. Yeah. They're not right or wrong, good or bad. They're an indicator to us that something is going on. But then we have to explore our feelings. And you know, for women, sometimes they allow their feelings to trump reality, to trump the truth. And sometimes we just need a man to lead us through, you know, through our feelings. So a man that will listen, because again, that tells a woman that you care about her, that you respect her, you cherish her. When a woman feels cherished, she feels respected. When a man is respected, he feels cherished. It goes both ways. But a man that's willing to listen, even when she's just venting and processing, that he has the patience, because it tells her that he values her and that her feelings are important. Whether you agree with her feelings, whether you think her feelings are illogical, irrational, or irritating, at times they will be, but you're willing to give her that time. What else does a feminine woman
You recently
want?
Had Steve, your husband, on the podcast, and I really, really love how he explained and you guys discussed feelings, because he reminded us that feelings, we're not to be led by our feelings, but feelings really are a blessing because it's how we experience the world around
us.
But understanding that feelings can be like toddlers, and we put the toddler in the back seat, we don't put the toddler in the driver's seat of the car.
Yep, that's good.
So I just thought that was such a great example. And for a man, I think what I hear you saying is a masculine man can lead through those feelings, but also have this care and cherish and empathy, really, for what she is feeling and how she is experiencing the world, or how she's experiencing him, or how she's experiencing home life or childbirth or raising children or having teens, when he can have the opportunity, or when he can understand that she needs to have that valued.
And men understand, too, that women are emotional. We are emotional creatures. We have hormones that are different than yours. Our hormones are up and down and all over. You have testosterone to deal with. We have all kinds of progesterone, estrogen, all these different hormones to deal with. And depending on a woman's age, depending on her cycle, her time of the month, she's a different woman from week to week. So being a man, having compassion and empathy for that, realizing, now I can't relate because I'm a man, but this is how a woman is. Okay, I can be patient with it. It's not personal to you because she's cranky one day and happy the next day. It's not, you know, you don't have to take responsibility for her hormones and her mood changes.
And I think that creates attraction
for
a feminine woman towards a masculine man. I'm married to a very masculine man, and I appreciate when he can just lead through, guide, be a steady voice, be a calm voice, be a strong voice at times, and just help me to see the truth through some of my feelings, through some of that ups and downs. I feel loved. I feel cherished because he's hearing me. But at the same time, like, he's not wobbled. If my feelings greatly affected the environment of our home or greatly affected his moods, that would feel unsafe to me. Because I would feel like if he's going out the door upset because I'm upset, you know, or wobbled because of something I'm feeling or a conversation I had maybe with a family member, I don't feel like that's putting him into the role of protector and provider and clearly focused in the way he needs to be. And I would feel unsafe if a masculine man was wobbled the way I can get wobbled.
And I remember, you know, when, you know, in my younger years, when, you know, when I was pre-menopausal, and I had the PMS thing and I had it bad. And it's kind of a generational thing in our family. And I think my mom had it bad, my sister had it bad. And so there were those months, those weeks in a month where I was awful. And when my husband would just, it'd be like water off a duck's back. He'd hear it. He wouldn't argue with me. He would just realize, oh, that's that time of the month. And I'd always set him up. I had it on the calendar. Okay, prepare yourself. It's coming. I had to prepare myself.
Here she comes.
Yeah, here it comes. And, but then there, when he just, he wouldn't be combative with me, because I could be combative. It's like I would just relax and I would thank him. Like the next hour, the next day, I'd say, I know I was really cranky or really naggy. And thank you so much for just being patient and not saying anything, not coming back at me. And it brought me such a security knowing he could handle it. But then there were times when he was having an off day, and if I was PMSing and he became argumentative, that was scary for me. And then we would realize, like, again, we'd have to apologize. And, you know, so he, every now and then, for the most part, he would be patient with it. And I realized later on, looking back, like, oh my gosh, thank God. Thank God, because that could have been a huge fight. Thank God he was man enough, masculine enough, strong enough, not to take it personal. It wasn't directed toward him, or even if it was, it still wasn't personal to him. It was just where I was in my cycle in that month. So I think that's something important. If men can understand that, again, it'll bring more peace and harmony in your relationship.
Talk a little bit about how men conceal and women reveal okay. in their communication and how they connect with one another. So a masculine man really does in his DNA want to conceal.
Yeah. Yeah. He just, you know, men aren't as talkative normally. Again, depending on personality types, we're talking in general. There, of course, there's going to be some men. My husband's probably more talkative than I am, honestly.
Yeah, mine too.
Yours too, yeah. But in general, men have a tendency, their relationship to communication is to conceal. A woman's relationship to communication is to reveal, which is why women talk a lot more generally. They have a lot more words during the day to use because, again, they're connecting. That is what causes them to connect. And because men, a lot of men, depending on their caregivers, how they were raised, were taught, you know, don't be a wimp, don't cry, don't show emotion, you know, man up, be strong, you know, be the leader. You know, depending on how they were raised, some men just don't, they've learned to push it down, learned to push their feelings down, which may be why they tend to conceal their feelings. So again, not good, bad, right or wrong. Yeah. It's just, again, understanding one another.
But attractive masculine man will voluntarily make himself vulnerable in safe environments, yeah. right? Like you
in a safe environment. Yeah, yeah. If you've asked him to open up and he does, and then you get mad about his feelings or tell him he shouldn't feel that way yeah. or that his feelings scare you, all that kind of stuff, he's not going to trust you to open up. You've got to be a trustworthy woman that creates a safe place for him to open up, just like he needs to be a safe place for you to share, you yeah. know, we both have to be that way for another. But I think for feminine women, that it is very, very attractive to them, a man that has leadership skills, he has confidence, he is the initiator, he plans romantic dates for her, he leads her. I think all of that is very attractive. A man that will approach a woman and not be afraid of being rejected, that's attractive because it says he's confident. Yeah. He's confident. He has a chance with this yeah. girl. And that makes women go, oh, wow, okay. He's got that kind of confidence.
And let's not get that confused with some of the other comments you've gotten online that relate to this are, it doesn't mean he has it all figured out. It doesn't mean he's making a certain amount of money.
Right.
It doesn't mean he has a certain amount stashed away for the future. It doesn't mean that he's got this whole lifestyle that you
Yeah, he's
desire.
So got it together.
Yeah, because...
At, you know, 25 years old. Of course
right,
not.
Right. But yeah. the confidence and the leadership. So yeah. I don't know, maybe what are some of those green flags of leadership that young men in that yeah. middle princehood that women should be looking for? Or maybe what are some of like the yellow and red flags that show that men don't have that leadership quality of a masculine man?
Yeah. Well, I think anybody that tries to lord their authority or leadership over you, I think that comes from insecurity. Mm-hmm. It comes from fear, being over-controlling. You know, control is great. It's baked into a man's biology because a man that is committed to fulfilling his obligations, his family obligations, his work obligations, they have to have some kind of control. They control their resources, their bank accounts. That's good. Men are naturally going to do that. But it could sometimes lead, if he's feeling like less of a man or he's had some failures, he doesn't have a lot of wins, he sometimes, to overcompensate for the lack, he could become over-domineering, mm-hmm. over-controlling, trying to be the boss, putting mm-hmm. you down, chipping away at your self-esteem. Those are red flags.
Yeah.
Anybody that makes you feel bad about yourself, red flag.
Yeah.
You don't want to go that way. There was another thought I had. I just lost my train of thought. Let me think. Oh, real quick, about what attracts a woman. A man that takes an interest in what she's interested yeah. in is very attractive. Mm-hmm. Like he remembers something she said she liked.
Yeah.
And maybe that, like somebody was, I think maybe you were telling me
it
the story.
Yes.
That. And I'll probably get this wrong, but she had a favorite flower
yeah.
that she had just mentioned in passing that, oh gosh, I love those petunias
tulips.
Or
yeah.
tulips
yeah, whatever
or
it
whatever.
Is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the next time he sees her, he brings her a bouquet of tulips. And she's like, how did you know? He goes, well, I saw that you were noticing and you had mentioned. She goes, I did. And he remembered, like, those kinds of things are huge for
yeah.
a woman.
Yeah. 14 years later, I only get tulips.
So that's so cute. Or there's a certain color that she likes. Or I know for me, something my husband has been always really good at, I'll say, oh my gosh, and I have to be careful with this. You know, there's this bag that I see a lot of women carrying when they travel, and it looks like a great travel bag. And that's just a cool bag. I didn't even say I wanted it. I just made mention of it that it was a cool bag. I knew it was an expensive bag. I didn't say I wanted it. Do you know, he found that bag and he had it mailed and it showed up on my porch 2 weeks later. I was shocked. I couldn't believe, I'm like, oh my gosh. And my husband, like men, healthy, masculine men want to give. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they want to give more than we are even able to receive at times. And because I was like, no, that's too much. You shouldn't have. But no, I received it because I've learned how to receive. And that makes him feel like the hero.
Yeah.
So yes, men, when you're paying attention, her little likes and dislikes, that's huge. A man with a plan is very attractive because, again, it says to a woman, he has purpose, he has ambition, he knows where he's headed, and he's confident about it. That says a lot to a woman. You know, one time a young guy, he said, well, how do I know if I'm ready for a relationship with a woman? Come to find out, he's 18 years old. I said, do you have a plan? Do you have a purpose? Do you know where you're going? Are you certain of it? And he was like, I go, you're not ready. And that's okay. Right. You're 18. You shouldn't be ready. Like, first, let's get your ducks in a row. You know, where are you headed in life? So a man with a plan, super attractive. Let me think, is there anything else showing it? Oh, something else that many women find attractive in men is a good sense of humor. You know, a man that can make her laugh. In fact, I've even heard men say, if I can get her laughing, I know I got her. So, and men enjoy that. They like a woman that laughs at their jokes, right?
Yeah.
But I know for me, I love a good sense of humor. And again, people are different. So if his humor matches yours, because, you know, there's different kinds of humor. There's slapstick humor. There's wicked humor. There's a dry humor. And if your humors match, there's going to be a connection there.
Yeah.
So let me see. Is there anything else that I've missed?
I mean, we've talked a lot about communication. How about physical? You know, like,
okay.
I think we can get that twisted, especially in an Instagram and TikTok society. You know, like a masculine man has to look a certain way for a feminine woman to be attracted to him.
Yeah.
What's the truth?
I think men are more visual than women.
Yeah.
And again, that's because of the way our bodies are set up, our biology. And it doesn't mean that women aren't visual at all. But I have found in my experience that a lot of men, they really need the beauty in a woman, where for women, attraction, physical attraction kind of grows on women. And, you know, I know, and I've told this story, but I was not attracted to my husband. He was not my type, the type that I thought I had. Again, I'm only 18 years old when I met him, but his look didn't draw me in. I didn't think he was ugly. I wasn't repulsed by him or anything like that. But then the second time I met him and started to have conversations, started to get to know him, saw how he interacted with different people in our group, it's like this attraction started to grow in me. And because it became an emotional attraction. And when you have an emotional attraction towards somebody, it actually elevates the physical attraction. Yeah. And for guys, you know, you can see a beautiful woman, but if you start talking with her and she's mean, she's nasty, she's critical, she's controlling, she's emasculating, you're not going to be attracted to her.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she's not going to see it as pretty to you.
Yeah.
So that's why I always think, you know, love at first sight is kind of silly, because yes, you could be physically attractive, but their inside could be really ugly. So that's why you need to take time to get to know one another. But yeah, I think that there's probably other things that attract women, again, depending on the individual, but I think that's a lot of things.
Yeah. And leadership encompasses that. You know,
a
strong masculine man who is a good leader through his communication, through his deeds, through the way he loves, a feminine woman will be attracted. Okay, let's kind of flip it.
Okay.
So what is a masculine man attracted to in a feminine woman?
I think what a masculine man is looking for is a woman who's nurturing, a woman who's virtuous, and even a woman, and you know, we got one question that said, well, how much nurturing does a man need? He needs as much as he needs. It's personal to him. And it'll be different for every man. But a woman who is willing to meet his needs and wants to serve him, wants to cook for him, and I'm not saying be his slave, okay? But I'm talking about healthy relationships, okay? But a woman who's willing to submit to him, who's willing to follow his lead, a woman who cares about herself. I think masculine man, you don't have to be perfect, ladies, but it's very attractive for a man to see a woman who keeps herself up. She likes herself.
Yeah.
You know, she's got good self-worth, mm-hmm. good self-esteem. She's confident. She might not be confident in every area. She might have insecurities, but she's confident enough to admit, I'm insecure in this area, you know? I think a woman that will show respect and appreciate what he has to provide, a woman who is willing to receive what he has to provide, is very attractive for a man. Because there's some women that are like, I don't need that. No, you don't have to do that. I can get my own. I can do my own thing. Yeah. You don't have to open my door or pull out my chair. Mm-hmm. Men want to give. They want to contribute. They want to be needed. If you don't need anything from him, ladies, because you are so self-sufficient and so independent, he'll be like, oh, I can respect that.
Yeah.
But I want to be with someone who I have something to contribute to, mm-hmm. because then that makes me the hero. Mm-hmm. That makes me the masculine. Okay. So I think a woman that doesn't need anything from him, he's going to move on. It's like, again, respect you. I'll be your friend, but I'm not going to fall in love with that. Okay. I think a woman that is at peace with herself for the most part, I'm not saying a woman has to be at peace at all times. Of course, that's not natural. It's not human, but for the most part in general, she's at peace with herself and her world and her surroundings, and she can provide a peaceful space for a man. A woman who's virtuous, I think, is very attractive to a man, not necessarily a woman that, you know, the way they call it these days on social media, it has a high body count, meaning she has slept around with a lot of different men. And I'm not saying he'll never be attracted if you've had other men in your life, but men fall in love with a woman's virtue. Again, that's part of liking yourself, having good self-esteem, not thinking that you have to sleep with every man in order for him to like you. Yeah. You're mature enough and smart enough to know that that holding yourself, like holding your affections and guarding your heart and your body, waiting for the right man, I think that shows a lot of self-confidence and, again, healthiness. And I think that's attractive to men. Let me think, what else?
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So I hear you say men are typically physically attracted first.
Yeah.
So we want to be the virtuous woman who he falls in love with, is not just physically attracted to, but what does that space look like? How do we not give in to the physical attraction to keep him, but keep him around long enough that he emotionally falls in love, he falls in love with our virtue, and not just
give into that
face. And what does that look like?
Well, and I think keeping yourself up, doing the best with what you got, you know, being, and I tell women that they should look their best always, wherever they go. And, you know, some men like a lot of makeup on women. Some men like a woman at the gym with no makeup and just, you know, in her workout clothes. You know, all of that can be very feminine too. It's, you know, the more athletic type of women, depending on the man and what he's attracted to. But I think for women, doing your best, it's okay to be sexy, but be classy in your sexiness. Like, you don't have to show cleavage and all your leg and your behind hanging out.
Tell me the opposite, Danielle. Tell me it's okay to have your hair back and wear your Lululemon leggings every day as a homeschool mom.
I think, you know, and for some guys, that's super sexy. You know, Lululemons and your yoga pants or whatever. I think it is. But I do think that because men are visual, you need to do the best with what you have. Yeah. I think you need to, you know, doll up a little bit when you're seeing a guy. And I think because men, again, girls might not like it, but men are visual, okay? Mm-hmm. They're attracted to beauty. So doesn't mean you have to be perfect. You're just doing the best with what you have. Doesn't mean you have to go to bed with makeup on, okay? But or maybe you do, and then you take it off after you have sex. I don't know. But again, find out what your man likes. And every man is different. You know, I'm speaking in generalities.
Yeah.
So
there are these different questions. I think so. I mean, so there are these different parts of women. They there's the seductress,
sure.
right? Who he's first initially attracted to.
Yeah.
And you talked a little bit about, you know, a masculine man does want to be nurtured.
Yeah.
But what about that woman who naturally she's a nurturer?
Mm-hmm.
Will that keep him around if she's just the nurturer, always giving, wants to, you know, create an environment, whatever that's nurturing. Yeah.
So there's three parts of a woman. Okay. There's what I call the queen. Okay. Well, but let's forget the queen. Let's start with the seductress. Okay. These are the women this is the sensual, sexy, physical part of a woman. Okay. Yes, men are very attracted to that part. And then there's that mommy part. And that's the nurture, mm-hmm. the mom that, you know, that domesticated part of the woman. That men are very attracted to that because every man loves a woman who's nurturing and takes care of their domestic needs. And then she's the queen, that queen part. And that's a very secure, confident, at peace with herself, embraces her flaws, you know, we all have them, but she's not insecure about it. It's like, yeah, I've got them, but I'm okay with it. Okay. Yeah. Don't have to be perfect. So men respond differently to the three parts of the woman. But after we get married, a lot of times we put that seductress away, the sexy part. We become the mom that is just at home. She's in her sweat. She doesn't do her hair. She doesn't wear makeup. She's just, yeah, you know, a lot because right now that's your lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's part of your life. But when you go out with him, you doll up. You
go
on a date.
I do.
You doll up, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've got to keep the seductress alive. Don't let her die.
Yeah.
Don't put her to sleep forever. Yes, when you start in those childbearing years, you're not feeling sexy. Your breasts are full of milk. You're breastfeeding. It's like, don't touch me there. Don't. That's the babies, you know. And now you maybe you're a few pounds overweight. Your hormones are out of whack. You've got stretch marks possibly. And you don't feel sexy. And so we tend to hide. You know, we cover up. We don't want our man to see us. If you want your man to stay attracted to you, he needs to see you, all of you. Show him your body. Let him see it. And again, men are not as judgmental of women's bodies as women are.
Yeah.
So they love a woman's body, the female body, the feminine body. They were designed to be drawn to it. It's mm-hmm. how God designed us. So continue to wear lingerie, you know.
And what should we not do as women?
What should we not do?
Point out our
flaws.
Oh,
yes, very good. Don't point out your flaws. You see them. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Okay, when he sees you naked, I don't care how you look, naked, all he sees is a naked body. He's single focused. That's praise God for single focus men. And all he's focused on is the end result and getting into bed with you and loving on you. So don't say, oh, I don't look good here and I've gained weight. Uh-uh. Save that. Do not do that in front of him. Let him focus on what he naturally would focus on, your beautiful body, okay? And you need to just see yourself that way. Imperfect, flaws and all, you're still beautiful. He fell in love. The reason he married you wasn't just because of the physical attraction.
Yeah.
He became emotionally attached and attracted to you too. So we got to keep that part of us alive.
Yeah,
and again, ladies, the girls out there that are showing everything, maybe the single women, you don't need to show that much for you to be sexy. Okay. You really, all he needs to see is your face to be sexy. Maybe a little shoulder, you know, whatever. But I think women overdo it, you know, being looking like porn stars. And I don't think that's, yes, men are going to be attracted to it. They are. But I don't think that's the only thing they're attracted to.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, and there's a lot of conservative men that'll say, hey, cover up. You're showing too much. I don't want other men looking at you, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, if you said a masculine man who we've already defined has good leadership, he is going to fall in love with a feminine woman who is virtuous.
Right.
So that does not scream virtuous.
Exactly.
That maybe screams attractive, sexy, but not necessarily virtuous.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's those three parts of a woman.
Yeah. So a little bit of modesty right there.
So if he's only attracted to the...
Oh, good point.
If he's only attracted to the seductress...
He's just going to want to get in her pants.
Okay. So she's just a plaything.
She's a plaything. If he's only attracted to the mom, he'll be her friend.
Okay.
They'll be buddies.
Friendzone.
Okay.
Yep.
But he's not going to ask her on a date, but he'll be her friend. And if he... And the queen kind of encompasses all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's attracted to the queen side, that's where he will want to do anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll want to spend time with you. He'll want to make your dreams come true. He wants to make you happier. He wants to meet your needs. He totally cherishes and respects the queen. And the queen is very generous and she gives back and she knows how to receive what it is he wants to provide. So,
okay.
Kind of sums it up.
So anything else you want to add on the table, the attraction between men and women?
Yeah. Just remember there's two different types, the physical and the emotional, and they're both important. For a man to marry a woman, he needs to be both physically and emotionally attracted to.
All right, that was so good today talking about what feminine women want from masculine men, and then we flipped the script on that too. Yeah. So great episode today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, hit the notification bell so you know when a new episode is coming your way. If this meant something to you, make sure you share it. And if you have any comments or questions, make sure you follow Danielle on Instagram and Facebook. She is very active there, and we'll see you next time.